No, I want them to. I mean, they can start and then switch. Oh.
Hello.
Hi, can I please speak to Douglas?
Who's calling?
My name is Melissa. I'm calling from Family First Care.
Yes, hi, Melissa.
Hi, Douglas. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, I wanted to speak to you in regards to Mrs. Janice's case. To confirm,
okay,
is there going to be four caregivers or is only three?
I only got three.
Okay, so the reason why I'm calling is in regards to the rate, because I know that we offered for four caregivers, which is what we were told initially, the $16, but there's only three. So I think two of the caregivers are doing more overtime. So we have to drop the rate down for those two caregivers that are doing more overtime to $15.25, but we can also give them a sign-on bonus. The one who's doing, I think, the 40 hours, we can do $15.75 because there's no overtime.
And that's who that, that's Akita?
Let me confirm. Hold on 1 second. So from Marquita, we can do the $15.75. And then the other two, Shakita and Brianna would be at $15.25.
No, but no, see, they promised Shakita $16 when we first came aboard.
Correct.
So I don't want to mess with her rate.
How many hours is she doing? Because we were told initially that there's going to be four caregivers, which is why that rate was provided.
But my sister didn't want to come, so I couldn't make her leave the company.
No. So wait, so how many hours are each caregiver doing?
40 hours a week.
Every single one of them?
Yes.
Nobody's doing
overtime if I can help. They usually send other nurses in. Now, Shakita did say, told Erica this morning that she would do overtime if it's available on every other weekend or whatever, overnight. But other than that, none of the main ones does overtime unless it's emergency. They had to get authorization.
Got it. Now, all right, so then, because I have here, Shakita schedules from 12 a.m. to 8 a.m., correct?
Right, right.
And that's 7 days a week?
No, she was only working 5 days a week.
Which 5 days?
She was working Sunday to Thursday.
So Sunday to Thursday. Okay, so I'm just going to go over the schedule again to see what I can do. Hold on. And then Marquita is working, I have here, from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m., Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and every other weekend.
And every other weekend, right.
So 4 p.m. to 12 a.m., Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, other weekend. Okay. And then we have Brianna's working from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. every other weekend, and then from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily.
We have an 8 a.m. person. She's staying with Ameribeth. She's not coming over to our company.
Okay, so
Brianna's schedule.
Okay, so
yeah,
Brianna's
working.
You got
to find some more days for Brianna, yeah.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
No worries. What's Brianna's schedule then?
Brianna was working 4 to 12 every other weekend, and whatever else you define for her, you know what I mean. But I already have an eight to four person. She's staying with Ameribeth. So is the other nurse, because it was supposed to be Miss Chantel, Marquita, Brianna, and Shakita. But Miss Chantel is staying with Ameribeth as well. Miss Chantel was. Her shift is Friday from 12 to Saturday to 4 o'clock. So she does the double Friday and Saturday.
Okay, so just to reconfirm, Shakita's doing 5 days, 12 a.m. to 8 a.m.
Right.
And then Marquita's doing from 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, every other weekend.
Right.
And Brianna's only doing 4 p.m. to 12 a.m. That's it.
Every other weekend.
And every other weekend.
Unless you can find her some more time. Because she'll do whatever y'all need her to do.
Got it. Okay.
And then you still, because because it's, yes, because Bianca, because like I said, Ms. Chantel stays on with Dylan Maribeth, and all we have is Bianca filling in for the eight.
Got it. And then Chantel and the other agency is doing 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., correct?
Right. Yeah, she's the 8 to 4 person, and Chantel is the Friday and Saturday, every day, because she works Saturday and Sunday. Coming Friday night.
So here is why we were getting confused. Let me look at the authorization, because I think the insurance did an error and transferred all the hours to us.
Okay. Okay. So, well, this because no, Bobby was supposed to call y'all and tell y'all that two of the aides are staying.
Got it. So then what I have to do is we have to reach out to the insurance, because what they did was that they transferred all the hours to our agency. So the hours that Chantel is supposed to be covering with the Best Health, they sent it over to us.
Yeah. Okay, so can you take care of that, please? Because I don't want nobody to save money.
No, I understand. But, so let me call. I mean, can you give the service coordinator a call as well? I'll call and let them know.
Oh, Bobby.
But it has, Okay,
I'll
so give Bobby a call. I'm going to, because I don't want, you know, like you said, I don't want to mess with anybody's hours and money to see if they can expedite that her hours back to the other agency, because they transferred all 168 hours to us.
Okay, so you need me to call Bobby ASAP?
Yeah, to tell him that Chantel's hours were supposed to stay with that other agency so that she doesn't have any issues. Yeah.
Right, okay. Okay, I'll call him right now, and I'll call you back. What's your name?
Okay, my name is Melissa, and I'll call you also back about the race.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
No problem.
Okay, all right. Take care. Bye-bye.